Hello there. It's Moments of Melody time again. A young woman visited the office of the editor of a magazine. She had with her a number of poems that she had written. She wanted them to be published in the magazine. What are your poems about? Asked the editor. The young woman looked up with a dreamy expression in her eyes and said, love. When asked what she meant by love, she replied, love is gazing on a lily pond at night by the shimmering moonbeams when the lilies are in full bloom. Stop! Stop! Cried the editor. You're all wrong. I'll tell you what love is. It's getting up cheerfully out of a warm bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to fill a hot water bottle for an ailing child. That's real love. Real love for God and for others is shown when we put our love into action. We read in the sacred scriptures, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song.
And now here's St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here there is no conflict with Jewish laws. Those who belong to Christ have nailed their natural evil desires to His cross and crucified them there. We are living now by the Holy Spirit's power. Let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. And then we won't need to look for honors and popularity, which lead to jealousy and hard feelings. Beloved, let us love. Love is of God. In God alone hath love its true abode. Beloved, let us love, for they who love, they only are His sons, born from above.